was the back door.
When you stepped out of the front door, would you...
What would I see?
I mean, was there anything out here?
Just the steps and the road, maybe some shrubbery.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you had a porch or anything
no,
like that?
No, just steps.
What about them? The next house you lived in, or did you live in
this
a...
This is the one we lived in the most. It's the one that's kept being moved by storms, and we kept rebuilding it and patching it up again.
Where was this house?
This one's down here. This is in Venice, well, in Booksville.
Was it destroyed by the...
Betsy moved it not too far, I guess about 50 feet. And Camille moved it about 2 miles. Just floated it off.
Was it still in...
It was still intact. It just had to be redone all over inside. The first time when Betsy took it, we had sheetrock all over. And that had to be knocked out because it had gotten wet and mildewed. And the second time for Camille, we used panel. And we just washed the panel and replaced the pieces that turned bad. Retiled the floor. And, things like that just made it different.
Most people weren't that lucky.
No. For Camille, most people didn't have nothing left, clean lot. But we were lucky to find ours.
What was that like? It seems like it would have been so depressing.
It is.
Some people, they've had their house destroyed twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And still they come back here and they invest money in another house.
Daddy calls it his camp. He doesn't call it his house anymore.
Because people just sort of expect, I mean...
Yes, it's like, well, down here we have hurricanes. Further up the country, there's tornadoes. And for a hurricane, you know it's coming. A tornado, you don't have that much warning.
How much warning do you have for a hurricane?
Well, they can track it. They can see it when it comes into the Gulf. And you have... sometimes days, sometimes hours to get out. And that gives you enough time to pack. But for a tornado, you just get yourself out if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any warning, you just hear it and it's there.
How many hurricanes have hit this area?
I can remember Camille and Betsy. And I know there was another one before that. But I must have been too small to worry about it, then I know that really hit it hard.
Yeah.
A lot of times you just evacuate and you hope it doesn't do any damage. They'll pass, you know, if they're weak.
It's just before the hurricane, is it real windy like it is?
It gets windy, like blowing out like a nor'wester,
yeah,
or something.
Like a what?
Like a nor'wester. That's when the weather starts changing from the north, when it's blowing from the south and it just switches around. Gets windy.
That's the people around here. Can they tell from
the weather?
Yeah, without listening to the radio or anything, can they sort of sense when?
I guess if you didn't have radios or nothing like that, you'd be able to tell from the cloud formations and the weather. You'd know something was brewing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know how serious it'd be. But. It's a great help to have all those things telling you where it's at.
What happens? What do people do about all their boats? They just sort of
tie them in the weeds somewhere.
Forget about them. I mean, expect them to be.
Mel stayed down for Camille, and I don't believe he liked it too much.
He stayed down here.
Yeah. In his boat. See, some people have to stay down to wash their boats because if they come untied or the pump gets blocked up, they sink, and it does a lot of damage to them. And you make your living by it, and if you lose your boat, there's no way you can make your living.